up the light here.
Put a Douglas Mills tape recorder. Very old faded, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
No question about it.
I'm very disappointed.
Yes, turn mine over, isn't it?
If I remember.
In the dark.
Correct,
but if that runs an hour, that'll probably
trouble.
Be adequate.
The trouble in the dark.
Oh, that'll run. Yes, that'll run. We shan't.
Oh,
like
that one.
That one.
Oh,
like,
does
yeah.
that run an hour?
I think it runs about 3/4 on each side.
Oh, that
you
might
say.
Do it. That might
see
do
whether
it.
I can
it's
get
not
it.
Always.
But I'm never sure about with these things. There's a recording level, you know. If you get
well,
it up too high, you've got distortion.
Yeah, yeah,
and if it's very faint, you don't pick it up
best
at all.
Best to have
yeah.
it faint and then...
You can build it up.
Yeah,
they reckon
than,
on a
yes,
Grandig,
really.
Don't they? On a Grandig, they reckon on a 2.
Mm-hmm.
2 what?
And if it's distorted,
well, on the,
you can't
know,
really
the dial,
it
goes up to 9 and they reckon on a 2. This one goes up to...
Yes, but they don't allow for very, very weak
but
signals.
Haven't you got an eye?
Yes, but you've got to block that out.
Well, you can
must
test it beforehand
dark.
With the way
it
we're
dark.
Speaking
yes.
on average level, and then
yes.
go by that. No.
Ah, yes, I just take the means off.
Can't find me number.
Yes, that's the trouble in the dark,
mm.
you see, isn't it?
Yes, you see, that is a difficult thing.
Only like you see that you can't.
I'm not going to touch that now. That can jolly well stop, and if it doesn't record, I'll jolly well have to get on with it.
Wish you all the very best.
And there we are. Are you feeling comfortable, Mr. Sartain? You're not sitting on the edge of your chair, are you?
No,
what's going to happen?
I'm fine over here.
That's jolly good.
Very comfortable.
Okay. Your hearing's... pretty good, I believe.
Yes, perfect.
Good. That's the idea.
Oh, yes. This sounds was recorded on the 7th of November, 1962, medium resident Flint. I thought Dr. Winning was a very sweet man.
Oh, he's very, very nice.
Very
man.
Charming. Isn't he?
Very
well, they're all very nice, I thought.
Mm.
It's an extraordinary thing how, when you build up to something like that and really expect the finest that you can possibly get under the circumstances, nothing happens. That's fantastic.
No, but as you say, it may have been the delay. You never know.
Well, there was over an hour, a good hour.
Power builds up and then dissipates again. Mm. Never mind, I'll come again, that's that.
Oh, yes, there's eternity in front of us, even if this public work is finished.
Now, I don't profess to be a clairvoyant, so if I tell you anything that I get what I call mentally, I don't necessarily say that I think it's psychic, although it has often proved to be so. But just a few seconds ago, while we were nattering about Dr. Winning, actually, I saw over this gentleman's head a hand. And it was obviously a woman's hand, small, rather nice tapering fingers. And I couldn't make out a tell of what it was at first, but hanging from the hand, as if it was suspended by something, I don't know what it was suspended by, I saw a ring. But the funny thing about this ring was that it was split, as if, I don't know whether there's any sense in this or meaning in this, but as if somebody at some time, or whether it's symbolic, I don't know, there was this ring was broken, whether it wouldn't fit the finger and had to be broken or what, I don't know. But I saw this very delicate woman's hand holding this ring suspended from something, and with a break in it. Now, it may not be psychic at all, but it was very distinct.
Oh, it's very interesting indeed.
But whether it's just symbolic or something, I don't know.
So, hard to think of what, really, isn't it? The ring was broken, you said?
Yes, it was most extraordinary.
I think that is definitely symbolic.
Yeah, the ring was broken. You know how sometimes people have had a ring that won't fit and it's broken and it doesn't quite meet, you know, around. This thing was suspended in the air from the hand. Why? It's a plain, presumably gold ring. I don't know if it was gold, but it's a plain ring. There's no ornamentation as far as I can see, and there's no brilliance or diamonds or anything shining from it. It was just a plain gold ring. I think it was gold. With this bracelet.
I should say it was symbolic, Mr. Flint, knowing somewhat of what Mr. Sardine has told us. Yes.
Would you expect that to have any special significance?
Well, but quite frank, I'll tell you what I follow up with. This is merely impression, so for heaven's sake, don't run away with the idea that it's necessarily psychic. But I feel that this hand holding this ring is symbolising the breaking off of a long association, a suddenness, breaking off of a long association of a close link, and it's definitely a female link. And I don't think it's happened. I feel it's something that's in the future. I don't want to be depressing, but...
Oh.
It's as if there's a split and a break. And I feel sure it was a wedding ring.
And you feel that refers to the future, do you?
I think it's almost certain rather the future than the past.
Yes.
But as I say, I'm always very highly suspicious of anything I get mentally, although I've had it proven many times it isn't necessarily my imagination.
Of course, and then one has to allow for it coming through a medium. There's no medium 100%.
No.
You see, and you find sometimes three parts of it work out and just the other little bit doesn't. So. Unfortunately.
Oh, I think that there is something. Yes, the symbolism is all right, it's there, but I think the interpretation perhaps is...
Well, that's what I'm meaning. Mm-hmm. I thought that.
Do you think the interpretation's wrong?
It wasn't quite
well,
right.
Not quite right.
Probably. Mm. As I say, it may well be within my... Mm.
You're very near, though.
You're very near.
Yes.
Well, there's a split ring held by a delicate... It was, rather. A split wedding ring, I'm sure it was a wedding ring, held up by this rather delicate-looking female hand. Symbolising a split or a break in presumably marriage, you see. And I got it more as a future than a past, but there again, I could be well been wrong. You don't know the existence of such a ring, do you?
Well, yes, I know that there is such a ring in existence, indeed. Yes.
With a break in it?
Not with a, I beg your pardon, not with a
not
break.
Not with a break.
No.
Quite symbolic.
No, I can't think of that. This was something quite fleeting and momentary, I expect, Mr.
Oh, it was, yes. Very, very momentary. I was so surprised because I was really quite seriously not thinking about anything in particular. I was just talking about Dr. Winning, and I suddenly saw this hand holding this ring.
Tubes and
wasn't it? Oh,
I'm not sure. It might possibly have some bearing on later events this afternoon.
Okay. I think my chair was rocking a bit just now.
Oh, that's not psychic power, that's the tubes
going on. I thought it was Mr. Long scratching his head something the other end.
You're alive, huh?
No, Lauren's alive. Well, you know, as we're all on one end.
Scratching my head and it's rocking Mrs. Buckley's chair. Now, that's
no, it wasn't anything... it may be, as you say, the tube underneath, but we have a lot of that in our circle, that vibration and stuff. Certainly a lot of power here.
So there should be starting 2 minutes early.
Well, we said with more of us, we should give more power. Mm. That is showing a bit of a light, Douglas.
Yes, very faint.
Yes.
Well,
Mickey's likely to mention it.
Yeah, you should start bullying me, because I'm very sensitive this afternoon.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Is that putting
it? It's coming this way. Yes, that's it.
Well,
Mickey will tell you off on his bed. Keep it light in the dark.
That's stopped it, hasn't it?
Oh, no, it's showing worse now.
Hey.
Yes, now it isn't. No.
Well, you see the spirit light.
No, I'm not.
Oh, but it must have been coming your way.
Well, I put my handkerchief over it.
I don't think there's enough light. That's all right now. This machine doesn't show anything as much light as yours does, the same model. Now that's a funny thing, isn't it? Yes. Well, that's a jolly funny thing.
Exactly the same make.
Sorry, maybe a better fit in the casing.
Something like that.
Well, where's Mickey today? Come along, Mickey.
Give him time. He's not back from lunch yet.
Do you come in so you stay away?
You should come really quick when we come. She's got an unruly crowd to deal with.
Sure enough.
I apologise, by the way, for not writing to you before, Douglas. I've been going to write to you for several days since your last visit, and then eventually I got down to it, and then I didn't get a post the following day. And our letters must have crossed.
I'll be dropping out of line, but because we've got the bizarre looming up for one thing, and I don't know, you just don't get round to it all, and that's all there is to it.
I was only going to say I'm one of those people who, I get moods with letters. I sit down and ream off perhaps 15 or 20 that have accumulated, and I don't touch any for days and days and weeks. You know, hate letter writing unless I'm in the mood.
I wonder if you heal us, David. I wonder if you do heal us.
Doris is sitting
for healing.
I felt one of you. Yes. But I'm interested in healing. Apart from that. I've got a different way of healing.
I picked up the healing.
Yes, I have got, but not at the moment. I don't do spiritual healing. But I'm always getting this healing. They very seldom give me what it is, but I know what it means. But I would like to develop the other as well, because it's, you can do so much good, can't you? Well, you hope to, try to.
Well, I should imagine you'd be an all-round healer.
Well, I'm all round.
No, but I mean physical meaning. You find lots of healers, are you?
I think it's a lack of time so far.
You're sitting just in a circle with nothing else, only just for the healing.
Well, of course it involves a lot of things, really. You know, we do meditation.
You don't have any trumpets or anything,
then? No, it's really, you know, the first stages.
How are you?
Oh, Mickey.
I'm very pleased to see you.
Oh, thank you.
I haven't met that lady nor that bloke, the gentleman on the couch, have I?
Nor that other gentleman.
Well, that's Mr. and Mrs.
Davy. That new gentleman has got something with him that is of special significance that I think he's specially brought today, haven't you?
Well, I've got something which has got significance, but I didn't specially bring it today.
Well, whether you specially brought it or not, you've got an article with you that belonged to someone that's over here, and it's something that you keep as a memento, and they know that you use it.
Oh, yes, thank you very much.
You interest me, because I think that, with all due respect, I hope you won't be annoyed with me, but I have to tell you the truth, mate. I think in a sort of strange way, you're your own enemy.
Oh, tell me more, please.
Well, that's a good start, Mickey.
Well, he's new to it, you see, Mickey.
Yes, he's very sincerely inquired.
I haven't put it proper up, mate, but I feel that you're so sort of intense within yourself. Not that you necessarily show it, but I feel that you've been striving to link up and make a contact, and somehow that you've come up against a brick wall, and it's not altogether your fault, but somehow I think that there's something within yourself that makes it more difficult.
Oh, well,
Trying too hard, like?
Yes.
Mm.
I wish I knew how to overcome that.
Have you been doing a lot of writing?
Well, I do a good deal of writing.
Because I feel that you ought to be a journalist or someone who could write a lot. You have a sort of capability for writing.
Yes, I think you could say that.
Although you probably don't do anywhere near what you might do. But then again, I feel that you, with all due respect, I think you do an important job, such as it is, mate. But at the same time, I feel you're not doing the sort of thing that you could well do better.
Yes, well, I am bound to agree.
And I think that it's probably through circumstances, not necessarily your own making, but probably earlier in life you were brought up to do certain something which you've taken on and you do probably quite well, but I feel that you've never achieved within yourself what you know or feel deep within yourself you could do. And I feel that people from this side are urging you to do more with putting to paper things which they, and which also of course come from yourself, so that it can be of some value.
Mm. Well, I should look out for opportunities.
The lady who comes to you hasn't been here terribly long, who died rather tragically and unexpectedly.
Yes, thank you very much.
Her death wasn't altogether natural, was it?
Yes, I think...
Didn't she go to hospital?
She was in hospital.
Yes, and didn't they make some sort of, I don't know, but from what I can gather, that there was a bit of a discussion going on as to what method or what to do. And,
yes.
I think it was a bit too late.
Yes, it was.
And I think that one doctor suggested something and another doctor didn't quite agree. You may not know the facts of that.
I don't know all the facts, no.
You got a youngster, a boy?
No.
Well, who's a young boy on earth that they're so interested in connected with you? Who's a young boy?
A young boy? No, I don't know of any at all.
Wait a moment, I'll find out, mate. It's in old time. How are you, Doug?
Oh, I'm all right, Mickey. I'm good.
I bet your friend don't know what to make of me.
Oh well, we've told him about you.
This is the other
side. No, it's here, that one. I'm doing anything squeaking. It'll probably stop and there's a bit more on the reel.
Dear, oh dear. You must be somewhere where there are a lot of airplanes, mate.
Oh, well, I don't think they're a tremendous lot.
You are near aeroplanes, because aren't you?
Yes, that's so. There are some, that's true.
Have you got a house on its own?
Yes.
There's something going on about this house at the moment. I don't quite know what it is, but are you sort of uncertain in your mind as to whether to stay put or move?
Yes.
Because they don't want you to do anything rash for the moment, and I think you've been told this before. They tell me they want you to hold on for a little longer, don't do anything for the moment, wait. Certainly don't do anything until the spring.
I see, thank you.
Do you know Peg or Peggy?
Peg or Peggy? No, I can't recall.
On earth, not this side.
No, I don't.
Oh, don't bother, mate.
Remember anyone of that name.